recording, okay?
Okay.
You just tell me your name.
Robert.
Okay, and tell me where you live.
Tucker, Georgia.
And that is a suburb of?
Atlanta.
Great, and the great state of?
Georgia.
Wonderful. Now, first thing, just tell me all you can about your family.
Okay, well, my mother is 72. My dad passed away in 82. At the age of 52, I have a sister that's 2 years younger than I am, and she'll be 41 in May.
What about their parents, your parents?
Okay, let's see here. My dad's parents, my grandfather was in the Army. He was head quartermaster at Bragg. Before that, they traveled all over, like my dad lived in Hawaii and out west. And my grandmother, she was just, didn't really work. It was just a lady, a housewife. They were part of the Masons. My grandfather was a Mason. My grandmother was an Eastern Star. And it's the female versions of the Masons. And mostly, I guess, near the end of my dad's living with his parents were in Fayetteville, North Carolina, up near at Fort Bragg. They were very, I don't want to say strict, but very, my grandmother was like very religious. I didn't really get to know my grandfather too much. He pretty much died when I was very young. But she did a lot of cooking, a lot of baking and stuff like that. Now my mother's family, my grandfather on that side also passed away maybe before I was born. My grandmother, she worked most of her life, worked for Avon. She did most of all downtown Asheville. They were from Asheville, North Carolina, which is on the opposite side of the state from Fayetteville. And let's see, what else?
How did they meet then, you know?
They worked at Inca. My dad went to Korea. He went to NC State for a couple years. And he left NC State, joined the Army. And he was supposed to go to Germany. And, at the last minute, they switched him up and sent him to Korea instead. So he did a couple of years in Korea. Came back, went straight through state. Well, he first worked out west at Lockheed and didn't like the way that was. He came back and said, hey, look, if you put me through school, I'll go straight through. And he did. He finished up his last 2 years in like a year and a half. He was an engineer. That's what NC State, you know, they're an engineering school. And bounced around from one company to another over a few years and ended up at Inca Nylons of America, and it was up in Asheville. And Mom was working there. And that's how they met. I was working at Inca up in Asheville. I think Inca was one of the first companies that invented nylon.
Oh.
So, and see, Dad was working during that program.
And how old were they when they got married?
In their, I'd say probably in their early to mid-30s.
Oh, wow.
So, See, Mom had been married before, and she had married a truck driver. And like the second or third day after they were married, he was going from Asheville to Greenville, South Carolina, and it was an ice storm, and he drove off the side of the mountain and was killed.
Oh my gosh.
So, you know, because of fate, that's how she was.
Horrible.
Yeah, so.
Wow, so all your people are from North Carolina?
Yes. Now, they're not there all anymore. Mm-hmm. My father's sister moved to Seattle, Washington. And she was married to a guy in the Army who was a Green Beret, and he was stationed out there. I don't know exactly what, but he's out there. So they still live out there. My father's brother is dead. He was a truck driver, and he passed away a couple years back. And that was only the three of them growing up. My mom had one sister and two brothers, and the oldest brother now has died from cancer.
Oh.
When my dad died in 82, my grandmother died in 82 also, which was 6 months after my father. Yeah, so, but my mother's sister and her brother, they still live in Asheville. Pretty much everybody still lives in Asheville.
Beautiful.
Yes.
You visit there a lot?
Whenever I can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.